Introduction. Starting a presentation casually.
Today, I'd like to talk about harassment in the workplace. Today, I want to talk about how we plan to expand sales. This morning, I'd like to bring your attention to the new quality improvement program. Tonight, I'd like to speak briefly regarding office communication.Today, I'll be talking about the budget for next year.
Starting a formal presentation.
The first topic I'd like to talk about is customer satisfaction. The topic I would like to discuss today is price setting. My presentation will focus on our biggest competitors.
Bringing up a topic.
To start with,Let's talk about ways to improve office communication. To begin with, I would like to discuss ways to improve quality. As you can see from the agenda, the main topic we need to cover is the advertising budget. The first item on our agenda for today is how to improve productivity.
Attracting attention with a question.
How much money do you really spend on making copies? It's probably much more than you think. Have you ever thought about what it takes to find one new customer? I know how you can have that cost. If I could tell you how to make an investment and get a 50% return in 1 year, would you be interested? Do you think that you're paying too much in taxes?I know how to reduce that amount without breaking the law.
Making a point. Making a minor point.
One minor thing. We moved the water cooler to the cafeteria. I should mention that we moved the date of the next meeting to March 10th. As I'm sure many of you are aware, the next meeting will be in Conference Room B.As I think you all know, we're planning to open a new branch next week.
Making a major point.
I'd like to address the subject of our revised dress policy, since several people have come to me in the last month with questions. Recently, it seems there has been some confusion regarding the sick leave policy, so I think we need to make that today's main topic.There's something that has been on my mind a lot lately. Last but not least, we need to discuss the high defect rate.
Saying something is not so important.
This is not high on the priority list, but we need to discuss the sick leave policy. This isn't urgent, but we do need to talk about it.I want to spend just a minute on the company brochure. Just one minor thing. We've updated the company website.
Saying something is important.
This is high priority, so we can't put it off. This should be high on everybody's to-do list. This is the most important thing we need to be focusing on right now.Everybody needs to focus on getting this finished. It takes priority over all other assignments.
Giving reasons. Introducing reasons.
The reason for this change is twofold. There are several reasons for the change. Let me give you three reasons why we decided to make this change.Let me tell you why it's best to withdraw from the U.S. market. I'm sure many of you wonder why this change is necessary. I'm going to explain why sales were lower than expected after our advertising campaign.
Stating reasons.
This problem was caused because the suppliers couldn't keep up with demand.The reason behind this problem was the slow response from the suppliers. The main reason sales declined was the poor weather. Our investigation showed that this problem was caused by human error. We traced back this problem, and we learned that it occurred in the accounting department. As you already know, the reason is clear.
Urging people to listen to your reasons.
Let me explain before you make a decision. Please listen to me, and I think you'll understand my reasons. I'm sorry, but I don't think I've explained myself very well. Let me try again. Let me try to clarify my reasons. I think you'll understand. Please try to stay with me while I explain this.
Giving supporting data. Explaining graphs.
This graph shows the population trends in the last 10 years. This graph shows that private debt has actually gone down. This graph here shows the number of automobiles per capita. The graph on this slide shows the change in sales on a monthly basis. The graph on page 4 indicates an inverse relationship between the two factors.
Explaining charts.
This chart shows aggregate sales over the last 15 years. The two charts on page 29 show population numbers in each habitat in 1998 and 2008. This sales chart compares actual sales with projected sales. This chart here indicates that preferences were diverse. This diagram illustrates the relationship between customer satisfaction and sales. This pie chart shows a breakdown of our budget. The pie chart on the right shows our market share in Japan.
Explaining in more detail.
In this graph, you can see that participation in recycling increases with public awareness campaigns. As you can see in this graph, the numbers have gone down. In graph 3B, we can see that adoption has increased with time. Here, customer satisfaction is graphed along the y-axis. Where the two curves on this graph intersect is our ideal market segment. The steep curve on this graph shows market growth for our products in Asia.
Urging action. Detailed suggestion.
For better time management, let's start by ending the early morning meeting within the designated time. I understand the reason for a hiring freeze due to our troubling performance. However, it's also true that without new talent, organizations decline.
Strong appeal.
Can we afford to just wait and see what happens? We have to do something. I don't want to see this happen. We need to take action now. Let's take action today. We can't wait any longer. Is this something we can accept? The answer is no. If we allow that to happen, what damage could result?
Logical appeal.
The only logical response is to give this the highest priority. If we don't take action now, we might miss our window of opportunity. To avoid possible risks, I don't think we should wait any longer. I'm worried that if we don't do anything, the problem will get worse. I think if we look at this rationally, we can see that immediate action is needed.
Mildly suggesting.
I'm not sure, but I think it might be best if we focus on this problem. Maybe we should take action. It's the safe thing to do. If I were you, I'd focus on finding a solution for this problem. Maybe we should work on this just to be safe. It might be best if we look into this problem.
Moving to a new topic. Introducing a new topic.
Okay. Next is the advertising budget. Next, I would like to talk about our budget for next year. Up next, I would like to bring your attention to the quality problems. Now, we need to discuss the problem with the computer network. I'd like to take a minute to talk about something different. Next, let's talk about the revised price list.
Making major changes in the theme.
In the next section of my presentation, I'd like to discuss the ABC issue. I want to focus on something different now. Now, I need to change topics and talk about our rising material costs. The next topic isn't totally unrelated to this one. I think we've covered that issue. So now I'd like to move on and talk about our marketing strategy. We need to change directions now and discuss declining profits.
Changing topics after a break.
After the break, we'll talk about ways to improve our products. When we come back from the break, let's talk about how to improve our shipment. After we come back from lunch, let's look at the marketing campaign proposals. When we continue, I want to talk about some potential drawbacks of the new system. Next time, I will talk about our new customer satisfaction policy. After a 10-minute break, we will have a question and answer period, so please think of some questions.
Summarizing. Ending talks.
Let me summarize. Today, we have talked about 5 things. First, to summarize, I'd like to review the action items. Let's recap what we've talked about before ending. Let's go over what we discussed today one more time. First, basically, we can summarize our discussion today as follows. The next slide shows a recap of what we have discussed thus far. The next slide summarizes our discussion. I have summarized the topic into 4 basic points. This graph gives a quick summary of these principles.
Summarizing a particular issue.
So, the key point to keep in mind is this issue. Essentially, this means that we need to find the real cause of this problem. In other words, we have to find out what is causing this problem. To sum things up, I'd like to say that we need to act quickly. I think we can summarize this meeting by saying that this problem is not so serious. The takeaway from this meeting is that this problem has to be solved by the end of this month. In a nutshell, we need to study this problem more before we can solve it. Basically, what this means is that we don't have enough information yet.
Closing. Prefacing the final word.
Before I finish, I have one last thing to say. Before I end this presentation, there is one last thing I would like to talk about. That nearly concludes my presentation, but I would like to say one more thing. Finally, please take a look at the graph shown here. Now I'd like to add a few concluding remarks. In conclusion, I would like to say a couple of things. That nearly concludes my talk, but I would like to bring your attention to one other thing.
Out of time.
I'm just about out of time. We are running out of time, so I need to stop here. We have only 10 minutes left, so at this point, I'd like to stop and answer questions. We seem to be running out of time, so I'll summarize what's on the next few slides.
Announcing the end of a presentation.
We're all finished now. That wraps up my presentation. That concludes my presentation. That concludes the presentation part of the lecture. I'm finished, so now we'll break for lunch.
Final thoughts.
Okay, thanks for your time today. In closing, I'd like to thank everybody for coming, and I look forward to seeing you again. Thank you for squeezing me into your busy schedules. Okay, I will see you all at the same time next week.
Q&A. Asking for questions.
Does anyone have any questions? I'd like to take a few minutes now to answer any questions. During the last 5 minutes, I'd like to take questions from the audience. We have just enough time for 3 or 4 questions. Is there anything else before I have to run out the door? Are there any questions? Do we have any other questions?
Giving instructions about questions.
Please raise your hand if you have a question, and the microphone will be brought to you. Please keep your question short and to the point. We'll have a panel discussion after a short break. Please write down your questions and hand them to the assistants. If you would like to ask a question, please line up at the microphone.
Reacting to questions.
Yes. What's your question? Could you please state your name and company? Could you clarify your question? I'm sorry, I couldn't understand your question. Can you repeat that, please? Could you talk louder and restate your question?
Handling difficult questions.
I'm afraid we don't have time to go into that. Maybe that's a little off topic. Let's talk later. Maybe we can talk about that later. If you could send me an email, I think I can answer. I'm sorry, but that's outside my field.
Dealing with problems. Difficulty hearing.
I'm having trouble hearing you. Could you speak a little louder for me? Could you speak up a little for me? It's difficult to hear from the back of the room. Could you please use the microphone?
Asking for quiet.
This is a no-talking zone. Excuse me, everyone. Please quiet down. No chatting, please. Please make sure your cell phones are turned to silent mode.
Technical difficulties.
Is the microphone on? There's a lot of feedback. The projector isn't working. We're experiencing some technical difficulties.
Other problems.
It's hard to take notes with the lights off. The graph is too small to read. The image is out of focus. It's difficult to see the screen with the lights on. It seems we don't have enough of the materials to go around, so please share with the person next to you.
Checking for problems.
Can everyone see the screen? How is the volume? Is it okay? Am I speaking loudly enough? Would you be able to see better if I turned off some lights? How's that? Can you see now? Does everyone have the material on hand?